It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. Today, Dr. Husing will wrap up his series of segments that we've heard over the summer on the advantages and disadvantages the Inland Empire economy has as it competes with the coastal counties for jobs and economic growth. You can hear segments in this series at our website, kvcrnews.org. Dr. Husing began this series earlier in the summer by talking about a big meeting of various Inland Empire business, government, and education leaders this past spring to try to coordinate an economic strategy that addresses what the region needs now to improve its economic prospects in the future. To end this series of segments, Dr. Husing drills down on what he considers the most important task the inland leaders should be focusing on to secure the region's economic future. That is education and job training.
Somehow or ever, we have to double the number of people graduating with bachelor's degrees in the Inland Empire. That's including all the state-run schools, as well as all of the, it's public or private. We have to double the number.
In what amount of time?
That's what we have to do to get up to the California average.
Really?
And
so
again,
the sooner the better then.
Tends to hold up the higher end kinds of companies, giving us a serious look.
So in these meetings of civic leaders discussing the economic strategy for the future of the Inland Empire, is that the bottom line? I mean, have people agreed that's the bottom line? If we're going to improve anything around here, the thing that we need to improve the most is education.
It was interesting. At the beginning of the meeting, they tossed out that this is not about education. There's a lot of initiatives going there. And those of us who were economists in the room said, and I was one of the ones saying it most aggressively, if we don't change the educational dynamic, we are going over a cliff.
So it is about education.
It is absolutely about all levels of whether it is preschool, getting kids ready to be in school, whether it's performance in the elementary schools that set them up for what they're going to be able to do in junior high or through high school. It's what kind of training is available in the high school, both academically but also importantly technically, which is where we've really fallen down. It's at the community college level and responding particularly to the technical training aspect and in conformity with what it is the business community needs, which the community colleges, quite frankly, have never been very good at. We've got a few that are on board and moving fast, but a lot that are not. And then the four-year schools, I mean, when kids are coming in, they are having to spend too much time getting their abilities up so they can actually take college work. So we've got a bundle of problems there. Probably our biggest one is we are learning how to bring people up for their fundamental academic standards. We're getting better at that. There's no question about that. We don't know how to train people technically in conformance with what business is looking for. There is no technical education system. Other states have them. Germany is incredibly good at it.
With their apprenticeship program.
But in this particular area, it is our great failure, not just here in California. California basically handed community colleges two different mandates. And it drifted from a lot of technical training over to mostly academics. And we're now trying to drift back, but it's a drift, and it's like turning an oil tanker. It's just very, very hard. I mean, if you really had your druthers, what you would do is set up in a completely different system that would only train technically, would not be the first 2 years of a four-year education. We do not have that luxury to be able to afford to do that. So it is, I think, our most important challenge. Particularly for an economy like ours, But ultimately, we're going to need a bundle of technically trained people. We can't just sit with high school or less and have any future in this particular region.
Are you hopeful that the leaders and the civic population of this area realize that to the extent that they need to?
I feel better about it now than I have at any time in the 53 years I've been studying this area. I mean, I really do see particularly the business sector getting much more attuned to the needs that they need to be pushing academia to get to. This is not something that can be led out of the education sector or the government sector or the nonprofit sector.
They've got to be led.
They are going to have to be pushed, I believe. But that's beginning to happen. The business sector, I think, has come to realize that it's their labor force that they can't find, and it is their customers whose incomes they need to grow, and both of those require a solution to that particular issue.
John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.